Hi. I'm with IT. Is anyone in here? Oh, sorry, sorry. I just saw the door open. I didn't know you were in here. I can come back later. It's fine. I just. Oh, it's okay to come in? Okay. So, as I was saying before, I'm with IT. I kinda wasn't expecting anyone to be in these offices right now. Usually all the bigwigs in admin are at morning huddle right now, but yeah, so I kinda brought the rest of my breakfast with me to eat while I work. Would you mind if I finish it? Oh, thank you so much. It's just the other half of this monster, and I should be good to go. So, how's your morning going? Well, let me see just what your ticket was about so that I can get out of your hair quickly. Not that one. Oh crap, I dropped it. Let me get that. Ugh. Stupid backpack. Whoa. Oh, I need a vacation. Ouch. Thank you for helping me. Sorry about that. Oh. My name? Wendy. My name's Wendy. What's yours? Don't answer that. It's on the ticket. I'm an idiot. Oh, sorry. Huh? No, I don't think we've met before. You must have me confused with someone else, I guess. Anyway, how about I take a look at your PC? It looks like you've got a real laundry list of problems here. Problems that should really be separate tickets, if I'm being honest. Oh no, you're fine. Have a seat back in your chair. I don't mind standing up if you don't mind sitting behind me while I work. Do you have any work open that needs to be saved? I'm going to need to log you out. No? Cool. I'll go ahead and. Who is calling me right now? Hi, sir. I'm over in administration right now. Huh? Yes, sir. I've got a ticket to work over here. Yeah, I'm probably gonna be a what? No, sir. It's just one ticket, but it's got a lot of problems listed. The help desk messed it up as usual. Sir, this computer has a lot of problems. I can't promise when it's gonna get done. Yes, sir. I understand that you'll call in later to confirm that I was working the whole time. Okay. Ugh. Why does he have to treat me like such a child? I'm a grown-ass woman. I shouldn't have to explain every second of every day like I'm sorry again. Not professional. I'll get to work. Okay, logging in now. Sheesh, this computer takes forever. How old is this thing? Is this a G1? These things were supposed to get replaced in the last facility-wide tech refresh. Oh, just my luck. No, I really don't think we know each other, dude. I mean, sir. Like, I've literally never seen you before. And I doubt you've seen me either. Okay, finally logged in. Now just remove your user profile. Don't worry, your actual files are saved in a network share. This will just flush out a bunch of junk on a local machine, and I'll check on the software issue you had listed. Wait, this thing didn't take the 20H2 upgrade either? It's still stuck on 1909? What the hell? Oh, I'm gonna have to run the upgrade too. I'm gonna be stuck here all morning at this rate. Oh. Sir? I noticed that your leg is bouncing a lot. Are you okay? Am I making you nervous? Just a lot of deadlines, huh? Yeah, I understand. Bosses, am I right? Okay, the upgrade is kicked off in the SCCM. The profile is nuked, so that should solve this stupid Chrome profile issue that the app dev team still haven't fixed. Now I'll just check on the printer issue that you said you had. What did you just call me? How do you know that name? Really? Well, thanks for your sub, sir. Why don't I close the door so we can speak a bit more? There. Now we have a bit more privacy for my adoring fan and I. Must be weird seeing me in a polo and slacks rather than my usual attire, huh? I sound different? Well, sir, that's because I spend most of my time at this crappy job as a nervous wreck. Because I'm at the bottom of the food chain. But now? Now, something tells me I've got a little bit more leverage with you than I previously thought. And that's got me feeling confident. More like my normal self, if you know what I mean. That leg's still bouncing quite a bit. Are you still nervous? More nervous? What? Just because of me? What is it about little old me that makes you so nervous, sweetheart? You already know what I do in my free time. You can be a little more comfortable with me, okay? I promise I don't bite. I mean, unless you order a custom bid and ask for biting. Still bouncing. This must be what I look like to other people. I don't want you to feel as nervous as I do. Those deadlines are really close, huh? Yeah. Yeah, they are. Tell you what. It's going to take a while for this update to install. I know that isn't what you wanted to hear, but it's the truth. It usually takes about an hour or two on a machine this old. So, while we wait, why don't I help you relax? Why? Well, because I know how bad it feels to be constantly stressed and panicking. And I don't want that for other people. And you know, you seem really nice. Both as a co-worker and as someone who, No one knows about a hobby of mine that could get me fired for poorly reflecting the company's values. But also, it would be really nice if my boss was told that I've been working very hard this whole time. Just a thought. You'd do that for me? Really? Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you. I know that doing this probably doesn't seem like much to you, but I've never met someone here who actually looks at me like a human being, much less one who goes out of their way to help me. You're honestly probably one of the nicest people I've met here. Well, yeah. I'm not just trying to suck up to you or anything. I mean, it's honestly pretty lonely here. I guess it sounds crazy to you because I'm constantly talking to people while fixing computers and stuff, but they don't really see me like a person. I'm just in the background, you know? Or I'm a tool or a human resource or something. I'm like a person-shaped space to them. I don't know if that makes any sense. Maybe I'm just crazy or something. Like my brain is saying, hey, you're surrounded by people. You're not alone. But then I still feel alone. But you, I don't know. I don't feel so alone around you. You talk to me like I'm an actual person. Like I have feelings. Like I might need help getting up if I fall on my ass in your office. I don't know if it's because you enjoy my content. Or if it's because you're a genuinely nice person. But it's refreshing. Does any of that make sense at all? Sorry, didn't mean to dump on you like that. I just don't really get to talk to anyone, and you're so easy to talk to. I feel like a massive burden has been lifted off my shoulders just by finally talking about this to someone. Doesn't look like you minded it much, though. You look like you melted. It's kind of cute, actually. What? No, I didn't say you were cute. I said that you looked kind of... You know what? Forget it. Yeah, you're cute, okay? Don't let it get to your head. Upgrade is now estimating an hour and a half until it finishes. Guess I'm stuck here with you until it's finished. Maybe after 5 days, if you're still around. Don't tell anyone though. My boss will have me working all night if he finds out that I'm still around. Thank you. Night, sir. I'll be sure to close that ticket for you. I'll see you after.